Well, police have had enough with these serial pests and no-hopers who take pleasure in flouting the law, bragging about planning another protest this weekend. I do not understand for the life of me why these agitators can't get it through their thick skulls that at times like these, protests of any description are simply not on. And spare me this line that the march was just a group of hard but done by small businesses. Small businesses are run by good people, hard-working Aussies, who are at their wits' end with the lockdown and want their voices heard. Now, I'm furious that they chose to march, some of them, but I'm hoping they've sniffed the breeze and will stay at home this weekend. But to those thugs, crooks and deadbeats who spend their days just looking for a chance to start a fight, the serial agitators, well, they need to face the full force of the law if they march again. If they come out on Saturday, chuck them in a cell and throw away the key. If people really want freedom, if Sydneysiders really want their businesses back open and trading, stay at home. Get these cases back down to a manageable level and get the vaccine. Taking to the streets in your thousands does absolutely no good. Now think about the young woman who died over the weekend with COVID-19. She had no pre-existing medical conditions and was in her 30s. This is a highly infectious strain of a virus that can kill you, no matter your age and physical condition. That's not scaremongering, that's fact. So if human life isn't enough to keep you at home, think about the business owners who face financial ruin the longer this lockdown goes on. Already some have gone under. It's critical we do the right thing and give them the best possible chance to get back to business. And just a reminder, please, to you mums and dads who plan to take your kids to the rally, please think again. This strain of the virus is also impacting children. I mean, why do you think 12 to 15-year-olds are on the vaccine radar? They should be taught to respect our police and frontline workers. Yes, they can protest and make their voice heard, but when we're in the middle of a pandemic, the best lesson they can learn is to stay safe. And not just for them, but for their family, their neighbours, their teachers, and their friends. We all want this lockdown to end. People are doing it really tough, and some of the stories are absolutely heartbreaking. And I know the vast majority of you are committed to the cause and are doing the right thing. So please, can the minority who think another protest is a good idea, please pull your heads in and stop playing games. This isn't a joke, this is real life. A further spike in COVID cases could put our society under all sorts of pressure. Deaths and hospitalisations, school years ruined, and a business bloodbath. Drop the self-indulgent and reckless behaviour and end the anarchy and Facebook hysteria. Because the cruelest thing of all would be for a super spreading event to make this lockdown go even longer.